Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, June 20th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. For the first time since the Vietnam War ended, Vietnam's Prime Minister Phan Van Khai is in the United States talking economic and other issues. Carl Mueller with Open Doors USA wants religious liberty to be the focus, since Vietnam is the third worst persecutors of Christians worldwide.
These people are hounded and forced to recant their faith, oftentimes at the threat of imprisonment or torture. And Vietnam continues to flaunt international consensus on freedom of religion.
Next, there's good news in the case of a kidnapped Christian Kashmiri woman. About 5 weeks ago, Asia Harvest sent out an urgent prayer alert asking for prayers on behalf of 22-year-old Nargis. When no news came for weeks after her disappearance, her team believed she might have been killed. But word Friday was that she had escaped and was safe. She says that her abductors were trying to reconvert her back to Islam. Pray that God will protect her and others like her as they work to share the hope of Christ. And estimates mark the number of abandoned street children in Ghana at 30,000. Every Child Ministries' Felicia Anon is a street child worker. Sadly, the story she tells of finding young abandoned children prove common. Through ECM's Rescue Fund, they can take the kids off the streets and into the Haven of Hope home. More than that, though, Anon says that it's a ministry to all the children that they help.
Showed the hope of Christ to them by telling them about God, how Christ loved them, and also showing the mother care that they lack.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with The Life of Jesus, A Harmony of the Gospels, two books in one, a gift from Gain USA. Request it at 1-800-995-4828. You can also find it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.